Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to wish you a happy One Buffalo Day. As Mayor Byron Brown has made it, this is the one-year anniversary of the Fagulas buying the Bills, and really bringing them back from there was some points there when many of us thought that we were going to lose the Bills, but the Fagulas stepped in, bought the team, and they're here, and they're here to stay. So happy One Buffalo Day to you. This is Western New York High School Sports Weekly, our week 6 edition of the high school fall season. I'm your host today, Francis Beck. You can find me at FBeck300 level on Twitter. This show is presented by from the300level.com and sponsored by Daniel Beck, attorney at law. His office is at 3290 Genesee Street in Cheektowaga, New York. You can reach him at 716-253-6500. You can go to him for all your estate planning needs. Our other sponsor for tonight is the Paul Wolf Agency at 2686 Elmwood Road on the corner of Elmwood and West Gerard in Kenmore. You can reach him at 716-835-WOLF, 716-835-9653, or you can visit his website at www.paulwolfagency.com. All right, we have a big show for you today in Western New York High School Sports Weekly. The high school football brackets for the playoffs are really now starting to get set. This week, we have a few champions, and we have some games this week that will decide some division winners, and the seeding is almost there, about with 2 weeks to go. Obviously, this week we have a lot of division matchups, and likely next week we'll have some. After this week here, we'll probably have most of it filled in, as next week is rivalry week, and a lot of these teams will be playing other schools. We'll be playing schools outside of their division. So we're going to start off our show today. We're recap a few of the big games from the weekend. The first one is Canisius defeating St. Francis 64-48. That was the first game at the Pullian Family Field, the new turf and everything. St. Francis actually scored the first two touchdowns of the game, and at halftime they were actually tied with Canisius at 28, but the Crusaders were able to pull away in this shootout. Tyler Strahan had three touchdowns for Canisius. One was a 41-yard pass to David Jones, and the other two were rushing touchdowns. Dempsey had a big day for the Red Raiders, too. St. Francis now falls to 2-3 in the season. Canisius goes to 5-0. Our next game was on Saturday. Kenmore West hosted Niagara Falls. The Blue Devils defeated the Wolverines 36-14 for the Class AA North Division crown. The Blue Devils scored the first game's 19 points, and they led 19-7 at halftime. They had very little trouble there. Terrell Ford had four touchdowns in that game. Terrell Ford, obviously a highly sought-after D1 prospect here in the Western New York area. He's with Kenmore West. He had four touchdowns, and then the school record, which he retied for again the night, is 5. So They have a game coming up this week against Riverside. So who knows? This could be the game where Terrell finally breaks the school's record for touchdowns. Maybe he gets six, and they'll be breaking his brother's record and a few other great alumni from Kenmore West. So that was 36-14, Kenmore West over Niagara Falls. They have clinched the Class AA North Division crown. Our next game is Bennett and Cleveland at Cleveland Hill. It was 14-6 at halftime. It was only 14-6 at halftime for the Tigers, but they pulled away in the second half. Isaiah McDuffie was a big reason. He had three touchdowns on the day, a 53-yard run, a 69-yard run, and a 51-yard fumble return. Tolliver, their other running back there at Bennett, also scored on a 1-yard run. Bennett now clinches the Class C North top spot. Our next game, well, the one I was at, Iroquois at West Seneca East. The Trojans stomped on the Chiefs. On the Chiefs and won 48-3. They looked ready. They have a big matchup coming up next week in South Park. John Dulac III had two touchdowns, including one that was a 95-yard interception return. Austin Breiterstein, who we had on the High School Sports Saturday show on Saturday, he had 15 carries for 129 yards and three scores. And Ian Dolek, John's younger brother, also had two interceptions in the win. The West Seneca East Trojans remain undefeated. Staying in the Class A South, South Park defeated Hamburg 53-7. The Sparks got 111 yards and two touchdowns from running back Austin Neal. David Thomas, a transfer from Canisius, scored on a 61-yard interception return and an 80-yard pass from quarterback Tyree Brown. That next week for the Class A South Championship, South Park heads to West Seneca East, 7 o'clock on tomorrow night. Our next game, Cheektowaga and Burgard. Cheektowaga locks up the top spot in Class B, in at least their division in Class B West, and likely are going to go on to take the first seed in the 18 playoffs. Summit returned took a kickoff 80 yards to the end zone for the Cheektowaga's first touchdown. Burgard had a chance. It was 14-8 at halftime, but the Warriors were able to get a score in the fourth quarter and win the game 22-8. Billingsley got a touchdown in the game on a 52-yard pass. All right, our last game that we are going to recap is a cross-division battle between old rivals in Maple Grove and Randolph. Maple Grove, who is now in Class C, won the game 12-7. Randolph was up to nothing at halftime, but thanks to a 75-yard pass from Welsh to Nelson, who's been there, to Pat Nelson, they had one touchdown in the third quarter, and then Pat Nelson came back again in the fourth quarter on defense, taking a 27-yard interception return to the house, and that put Maple Grove, that gave Maple Grove the win, that old rivalry. All right. We're going to thank our sponsors again. Daniel Beck, Attorney at Law. You can go to him for all your estate planning needs. Need to buy a house. Need a lawyer to close it. You can call him. He's one of the top guys in that area. You can find him again at 3290 Genesee Street, Cheektowaga, New York. You can call him at 716-253-6500. You can also, if you need insurance, your car, your house, your boat, almost everything needs insurance, you can go to him. He's at 2686 Elmwood Avenue, right in the corner of Elmwood and West Girard in Kenmore, New York. You can reach him at 716-835-WOLF, 716-835-9653, or you can visit his website at www.paulwolfagency.com. This is going to bring us to, we're going to go to our top 10 rankings now. Every week, Marshall Hamm and I come up with our top 10. I do large schools, and Marshall does the small schools. And we come up with the top 10 teams in each of those areas in Western New York high school sports. So here they come. At number one, I have, no doubt about it, the Canisius Crusaders, 5-0. Again, they are the defending state Catholic, first ever state Catholic champions. They're 5-0. They've beaten teams in public school teams, Catholic school teams, in outside of Western New York and New York State. They beat the defending state champion from New Jersey last week. Their one scare was against the South Park team, which is coming up very high on this list. They lost by a field goal that they won just by a field goal from, obviously, Blake Hugo, who is a junior there, who's already committed to Ohio State to kick in a few years. At number two of the Class AA South, I have Orchard Park. They fell to 4-1 after they faced Aquinas this week out of Section 5. But Orchard Park is I feel like they're the best public school team in all of Western New York, led by Dylan Janka, the junior, and an amazing line, amazing receivers. They have a big game this week against Lancaster. That's going to be really important. Number three, out of the Monsignor Martin Association, Bishop Tymon, 4-1. They take my third spot. I have them ranked ahead of South Park. Some people may disagree with me there. But right now, I see Bishop Tymon, they took down Jamestown pretty well earlier this season, and they played well against a lot of opponents. So that's why they take my number three spot. Number four is South Park. They are 4-1 in the season. Obviously, their only loss coming to Canisius. They're led by quarterback Tyree Brown and running back Austin Neal. South Park is the best team, obviously, out of the city of Buffalo. I would say they would easily beat Bennett. And this week they head to West Seneca East to take on the Trojans. That's going to be the Class A South Division crown. At number five, I have 4-1 Lancaster of the Class AA South. They are 4-1 in the season. Their only loss coming from a bad game, a 76-7 blowout against Central Catholic Ohio. I put them just behind South Park because I think the Canisius game looks better for South Park than the Central Catholic Ohio game looks for Lancaster. Obviously, we don't know too much about Central Catholic Ohio, but right now I think South Park is that game looks better for them, so I put South Park at 4 just ahead of Lancaster. As we said just a bit earlier, they are hosting Orchard Park. That'll be the last AA South Division crown. Most likely, Jamestown could still win it if Orchard Park defeats Lancaster and Jamestown is somehow able to beat Orchard Park. They wouldn't get the crown, but they would get the playoff spot, steal it from Orchard Park, and Lancaster would take the number one. But obviously, that is a very highly unlikely scenario, so this game will be for the top slot in the Class AA South. At number six, I have St. Francis, who's now at 2-3 with their loss to Canisius. They're led by quarterback Jerry Hickson this year. They started out great with a win against Will South, and somebody else is just slipping my mind, but they have a losing record right now. Granted, they were against some great Catholic school teams from out of the area, but I have to drop them with that record. I can't put them any higher than six on my list. Number seven, as we mentioned earlier, West Seneca East of the Class A South. They are 5-0 in the season. They defeated Iroquois 48-3. They're led by running back John Dolak III, JD3, as our friend Markel Slaughter always likes to call him. They have a big tussle, big game this weekend. It's their homecoming. They're hosting South Park. Again, that'll be the Class A South Crown. They moved up from last week from the number 8 spot. I put them ahead of Jamestown, I believe, who I dropped down a few spots. So this game's been pretty big. Obviously, this game against South Park is going to be worth more than just a few spots on some top 10 lists. It's going to be for home field advantage throughout the playoffs, which obviously is a big deal, and an easier first-round opponent. You can't say no to that. And defeating a team like South Park would really show Western New York that West Seneca East is for real. Number 8, we have Kenmore West out of the Class AA North. As you said earlier, they have clinched the Class AA North division crown and will be the number one North seed in the playoffs. They are 4-1 this year, with their only loss coming to number 2 Orchard Park. They are led by running back Terrell Ford, who we said earlier had 4 touchdowns in the game. He's a highly sought-after recruit, maybe going D1. Maybe announcing his decision soon, D1. So we'll see how that comes out. They also have other great talents. Quarterback D'Angelo Walker Johnson, who's a friend of the show. Sean McDonough, who's their kicker, is a friend of our show. They have a great linebacking core with Jason Taylor, Charlie Milks, and Corey Recca, and someone else who's just not in my head right now. Jason Taylor is also great fullback. Tyler White, you may remember his brother from last year. He was the top wide receiver for the Blue Devils. Tyler White is a lineman, and he just got a lineman award this week from Western New York. I forget what was the group, but he got his line skills are definitely being noticed there. They move up from my number 9 spot. At number 9, I have, out of the Class AA South, I have Jamestown. The defending state champs are 3-2. They lost to Bishop Tyman and to Lancaster this year, Garrett of Niagara Falls, I believe right now, and the week 2, almost scared of Will North. I believe that they have progressively gotten better over these past few weeks, but they are still nowhere near the team they were last year, and they will likely not get a home game in the playoffs. And we will discuss this earlier when we get to the playoffs later, but they may end up having a rematch against Niagara Falls in the first round of the playoffs. That would be really something, a rematch there. So we'll see how that plays out there. And at number 10, I have, rounding out my large schools list, is Star Point out of Class A. Right now, they are technically behind Williamsville North and point differential for the division win. But right now, I like this team a lot. I keep them number 10. They defeated Kenmore East 67-0. They have a great line. They have 3 great running backs. Anthony Robinson, Terry Rutland, and the sophomore, I forget his name is. They have a very good team, very physical team, and they're a team that no one really has been – they've really shocked people this year. I don't think – looking at the schedule, we'll get into this a little bit later, but I don't know if they'll be able to get that top spot in the North. But right now I do think that if Will North and Star Point did go head-to-head, I think the Spartans would come out on top. In the small schools, Marshall Hamm provided us his list. At number 1, he has the Isaiah McDuffie-led Bennett Tigers out of Class C. They are 4-1 in the season, with their only loss coming to Orchard Park. They remain at number 1 with their win over Cleve Hill last week. That clinched the Class C North for them. Number 2, Cheektowaga, who's 5-0. They are now the Class B West Division champs, and they will likely be the first seed in the Class D playoffs. Cheektowaga was the Class B champion last year, section champion last year when they defeated Bennett back when Bennett was still in Class B. Number three, Springville, who's 4-0. They have the number third spot. They are led by Bryce Zajac, the running back. Very strong physical team under first-year coach, who was with, who I'm forgetting the name of right now, but he was with NT many years ago and back in the late 2000s when he led the Lumberjacks to Class AA North state championship. So they're kind of running their triple option there form of it. He goes back to his hometown. Their coach is Eric Yancey. He was at North Tonawanda. He still teaches there, but now he's come home to coach his former team, his alma mater, Eric Yancey, coach Springville. So, and in his first year, they're having a great year there. Like Starpoint, they've kind of shocked people with how well they've done. Number four is Alton out of Class B. They're 5-0 on the season. Alden defeated Medina 35-0 Friday night, shutting out that great Medina offense. They're obviously having a great year. Number five, Cleveland Hill, who's now at 4-1. They stay at the number five slot. They lost, obviously, this week to Bennett, but they were able to stay close with them. It was 14-8 at halftime. The Flyers hit Cleveland Hill had a chance there. So they're obviously a team you can't mess with over in Class C. Maple Grove Chautauqua Lake is 4-1. They're on top of the Class C South. They, as we said earlier, defeated Randolph 12-7. They move up from the number seven spot for Marshall. At number seven is Burgard, who's at 3-2. They fall a slot from number six. Burgard, the Buffalo team last year were semifinalists for the Class B sectional title, obviously losing to Bennett in the semifinals. So it's right now they are in the playoffs, as we'll get to earlier, but they haven't looked as good as they should have been, and especially you would have thought with Bennett going down to Class C that Burgard would have been able to take their place, but clearly teams are still there and giving them a tough time. Dunkirk moves up from the ninth spot to eight with their 3-1 record in Class B. Some of these teams, as I'm mentioning, might not have five games. That's has to do with because they were supposed to be facing Eden. So that's thrown a little wrench into the schedules here. So they're 3-1 on the season, Dunkirk. At number nine, East Aurora Holland moves down from eight. They're 3-2 on the season. They are the number seven seed in the right now in the Class C playoffs. And number 10, we have the Class D division, Class D champion, the Class C regular season champion, Franklinville, Ellicottville, West Valley is 4-1. They finally get into Marshall's small school list this week. That is our very own Western New York High School football top 10 rankings, week five, from the 300level.com. All right, we're going to get right now into our playoff picture right now for football. Go division by division, class by class, and we're going to go through the playoff picture right now for everybody. In the AA North, Kenmore West, as we said, has clinched the division title there. Obviously, this was a very similar situation they had last year, I'd like to mention, with their win over Niagara Falls. Last year this happened, it's about the same timing for them. The season has gone just like last season has. They started last year with the two losses. This year they started with the loss, week one loss to Orchard Park. Then they got into their league schedule and got going. Like they did last year, they got in the league schedule and got going. This year, Kenmore West got in their league schedule, and then they had Sweet Home, as obviously we can see, is not up to par where they usually are to thromp them. And then they were able to win the key game last year against Bill North. Remember, that was under the lights on a Thursday night. I believe that was Yom Kippur that weekend. So they had to move the game to Thursday night for the Williamsville North players on Depew. And Kenmore West won that huge game. And then they had Niagara Wheatfield the next week, and they totally destroyed them. And then they fell the next week was because I was there, Kenmore East. And this team, it seemed like they came into that game very high on their horses. Kenmore East 10 won a game. And, you know, and they didn't come out quite to on their level, and they lost that game. But and then they ended up defeating Lancaster and losing Orchard Park in the semis. And they got rejuvenated from that loss and got worked together, able to destroy Lancaster and then really held their own against Orchard Park. This year sets up a similar way. You know, they just won their division against Niagara Falls. They have an easy opponent coming up in Riverside. They head to Riverside Friday night. They're playing under the lights. I know they're going to like that. And they have Kenmore East coming up next week. And I was talking to Coach Harris before the season. I asked him specifically, what did they learn from that East loss? And he says, they learned that they could be beaten every day. You could look in my preview I did on their season 2015 Kenmore West football preview. It's a story on from 300level.com. But, you know, he said that game taught us that we could be beaten any day. So I don't see this team returning most of their starters. They return 8 starters from last year. I don't see this Blue Devil team making the same mistakes they did last year. They're going to come into Riverside, focus, beat them, and then still come into this Kenmore East game, even though they're even that the Bulldogs are even worse off than they were last year. They're going to come into that game and be focused, make sure they take care of business there before they go to the playoffs. This week, we have Niagara Falls and Clarence will be taking on each other. Right now, Niagara Falls is at the 3 spot in Clarence. And right now, on the rest of the north, obviously West is at 1. Lockport right now is at 2. The Falls at 3 and Clarence at 4. So this was due to Clarence is below Lockport right now because Lockport was able to pull off a 27-25 win. Week 3. So, and Niagara Falls and Lockport rivalry game out of Niagara County, they're going to be facing week 7. Right now, the Falls have this week, they have Clarence, they go to Clarence, and then they go to Lockport. If the Falls is able to come back from the loss against West and sweep those 2 games, they will easily move up to the number 2 spot, and they would host the Jamestown Red Raiders again, a rematch of week 1. When they almost pulled off the upset of the defending state champs, that would take place in round 1. In the south, Lancaster and Orchard Park are going at it this weekend. That will likely be for the number 1 slot. Jamestown it would be very unlikely that they win the division, able to jump up to the 1 spot. They would need a ton of help if that's even possible. But Orchard Park loses and Orchard Park loses to Lancaster and then Jamestown's able to beat Orchard Park, then Jamestown could get themselves into the number 2 seed for the South and end up hosting if Niagara Falls doesn't sweep, they could end up hosting the Falls, depending on how Clarence and Lockport and the Falls fall. So, you know, that could happen too. So we could very likely have a rematch of week 1, whether it's in Niagara County or it's all the way in Jamestown. So very interesting there. Right now how this picture sets up, West would host Hutch Tech. That would be a Saturday game. Orchard Park would host Clarence right now. Lockport would host Jamestown at the moment. And it would be Lancaster who would host the Falls. We got some interesting matchups there. and that sets up a another possibly if J I Jamestown can would be Lockport in this scenario, you'd have Jamestown Orchard Park going at it in round two. You could bring that rivalry game is always a fun game, and it's a game that we saw twice last year, the second time of course being in Morrell for the championship. So a lot going on in Class AA. We move to Class A North. Will North and Star Point are the two top dogs in that division. Because Class A North, there are so many teams, Will North and Star Point happen to not play. So right now, it goes off a point differential, which Will North has a lead just by a few points. Both teams blew out their opponents, so they were able to get the full 20-point differential. They don't get Star Point doesn't get 67, Will North doesn't get 41. They both get 20, so they remain. So I guess this week you could say it was a wash. Will North still keeps their lead. Coming up on the schedule for them next week. This weekend is Williamsville East. They host them, and then on the 17th they host rival Williamsville South. And then Star Point this week, tomorrow night they head to North Top Lumberyard with our friend Joe Kraus and the North Tonawanda. And then next week they go to Williamsville East. So Williamsville East, obviously common opponent, so it basically comes down to North Tonawanda and Will South. And between those teams, I guess you could say on the field, North Tonawanda is the better team. So you could say that they would have the better chance of pulling off an upset of one of these teams, which would guarantee guarantee the other team the division crown. But Will South, Will North, it's obviously a rivalry game, and remember points count, and it depends on how close these games are. I could see Will South coming in the rivalry game. They're picking up steam. They beat Sweet Home pretty well last week, and they're going to be getting a lot of confidence now. They get a lot of confidence from last week beating Grand Island, then this week Sweet Home. Now they have Kenmore East. They could be coming to the game very high confidence and maybe be able to pull off the upset over Williamsville North and give Star Point the division crown there. But I would say, North Tonawanda, they have their playoff spot, but if they want to try to, they got to play every game to win. They're not certainly going to be resting on their laurels, just being happy, being content with number three. So they may be able to hold, beat the Spartans, the undefeated Spartans. Right now, as the bracket sets up, Will North has the number one slot in the North. They would host Hamburg in the first round. South Park right now, we'll get to the South in a minute. In the South, we said West Seneca East is having their homecoming game, and they're bringing in South Park for Class A South Championship. Right now, South Park with point differential has the lead, and has the lead. Certainly, the Trojans have a chance with the team with John Dolek III, Austin Bryanstein, Ian Dolek. They have a good cast of characters, but I don't think they have the athletes to really match up with South Park on the line, the backs. Williamsville, West Seneca East is a very good team, but South Park is just have monster athletes out there. I think South Park is going to be able to pull out that win the title. Right now, it's the setup as the everything falls. South Park has the lead over West Seneca East. They would host Williamsville South in the first round. Star Point would host Lakeshore in the first round. And West Seneca East, if they stay in the two spot, will host North Tonawanda. Looking at that, we certainly could have some great running games in the second round. Will North and West Seneca East going at it, that could be fun. Starpoint would probably have to take on South Park in the second round. It'd be a real test if that Starpoint team can defeat the Sparks. That would be really something for that season, for that team, if they could pull off that upset. So, especially a school like that hasn't really been talked about football-wise for a long time, barely missing or barely getting into the playoffs. If semifinals, they can win the game over South Park, they certainly, you could be talking possibly state title hopes for them. We're going to move to the B Class B right now. Chief DeWaga won their division this weekend, and right now they have the number one spot in that division, Class B, I should say. Does not go as the other divisions do with one north, one south. They go one through eight. The three division winners get the top three spots. Second place gets the next three, and then the last two spots go to the best 2-4 teams in Class B. So right now would be Cheektowaga would host Dunkirk in the first round for the 1-8 game. For the 2-7 game, the Alden Bulldogs would host the East Aurora Holland in the 2-7 game. Springville, the upstart team, as we mentioned earlier, with Eric Yancey coming over from NT, coming home from NT. They would host Fredonia in the 3-6 matchup, and then the 4-5 matchup, Depew would host Burgard. All right, we're going to move to Class C. Bennett, with their win, has locked up officially the Class C North spot. So Isaiah McDuffie, obviously, they're probably the state champion favorite right now, I would say, with that team that probably should be in the class, at least Class A, Class B, Class A, maybe even Class Double A, possibly, if you want to argue that. But they're in Class C, obviously, monstrous line led by Syracuse recruit Isaiah McDuffie. It would probably imagine that story, the recruit going to way to end your high school career and your college stadium. That would be great for Isaiah McDuffie and obviously his father Steve, who's the coach. That I'm sure that would be a great moment for them going to Syracuse and winning the state title, your last high school football game in your stadium, in your future stadium. That'd be a great experience for them. Right now, as it sits, Bennett would host Gowanda in the first round and the one north, four south game. Maple Grove Chautauqua Lake is number one in the south. They would host Silver Creek Forester. Number two from the south is Allegheny Limestone. Maple Grove, if they have games coming up against Allegheny Limestone, the number two seed in their division, and the number three seed Southwestern, it's pretty easy for them. If they win, they keep their number one slot. If they lose, things could get messy. Allegheny Limestone or Southwestern could possibly get it. One of those could possibly up on them from their number one slot, or possibly even from a home playoff game in the first round altogether. Allegheny Limestone right now would host Lackawanna in the first round, and Cleveland Hill, who lost to Bennett this weekend, would host Southwestern. That is Class C. In Class D, Franklinville Elkinville has now won the division crown. Class C is set up with a few amount of teams. There are only 16, only 7 teams in that division. So it's right now Wilson, the last seed in Class C, would face Franklinville, Ellicottville, West Valley in the first round. So theoretically, I was talking about this to Marshall. I knew that this was the case, but I was just looking and I was thinking about it, like, wow, a Class C team could win the Class D Section 6 championship and even the state title. I mean, I personally, if I were another Class D coach in another part of the state and they're in the Rochester area and I was facing the Class D team, I didn't care how bad they were, I wouldn't be very happy about it. I wouldn't be very happy about facing a team above my division, above my classification for with state title hopes on the line. That would just be wow. Especially they're a winless team, or a winless team right now, and they would I think they have one win, but a one win team in the regular season going on to win the state title. I just don't think that should happen. But, you know, that's how they made these things, make it fair. Number two is Randolph. They have the number two seed in Class D. Have been having a great year, as they usually do. Last year they made it to the state title and won. But right now they're number two. They still obviously have a good chance to they had a week one loss to Franklinville. So like they did last year, and then the sectional title, Randolph pulled off the upset and went on to the state title. Maybe history repeats itself and they do the same thing. They would host right now Westfield Brockton in the 2-7 game. In the 3-6 game, Cattaraugus Little Valley would host Clymer, I'm forgetting the middle name. Clymer Sherman Panama. They would be the 6-8. Cattaraugus Little Valley would host them in the first round. And with the 4-5 game, Frewsburg would host Fortville. That is your playoff picture from Western New York High School football. Monsignor Martin really hasn't gotten it to their league schedule yet. They played some games. They're going to get in some more this weekend. A big one this weekend is going to be the Joe's Canisius game, which is going to be at, I believe, Canisius. Is going to be at Canisius this year. Canisius still the defending Catholic State champions. They're having a good year. Not quite as dominant as they were last year, but they had to replace a lot of starters, and seems like their new guys are stepping in well. St. Joe's, they got quarterback Mike McCarthy back, so they're doing better there. Pat Veltri is at the game at the Sabres game right now. Score is, for any of you listening live, 2-0, as the second period is winding down, unfortunately. But Pat Veltri sent me this. He said that that Joe's has a problem of turning the ball over, especially in key situations, and they're trying to work on that game. So work on that part of their game this week is right now. Their line was not really that very good in the beginning of the season, but they're starting to gel, and the defense is also been really well. Has played really well for the Marauders this year. Pat also pointed out to me that Canisius has had some close games this year. As you mentioned, South Hall game. Obviously, it was a state champion, but it was still a close game. St. Francis was holding on to him until halftime at 28 points. They let St. Francis put 28 points on him. So Canisius is not quite the same team this year. Joel's has been gaining confidence, playing a lot of tough teams. Maybe they can pull off the upset this week at the Stancy Complex. I don't know how to pronounce that. And pull off the upset in West Seneca and defeat the Crusaders. So, obviously, a lot of people would be heading out to that game. I doubt by now if you can get tickets. Maybe there's a chance, but that'll certainly is always one of the best rivalries in Western New York, I think. No matter what school you go to, it's one of the best rivalries all over Western New York. So that'll be a big game. Other big games in Monsignor Martin. Bishop Tymon is gonna host Cardinal O'Hara tomorrow night. St. Francis is gonna host St. Mary's at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And then Independent Nichols, who has not had a very good season, they're going to be hosting Villanova College at 1 p.m. at Peak Field over at Nichols. So that's a little bit of the private school talk. Right now we have about 15 minutes left in our show, so we're going to we've been heavily focused on football, I would say, for most of these shows. We're going to try to bring in some of the sports. We weren't able to get an interview for this week, but I got some information from some other sports. We'll start off with golf. Ken Maurice has been doing very well this year in the Niagara Frontier League, which combines teams from Northern Erie County and Niagara County. They are 9-4 right now. They lost to Niagara Wheatfield twice, who is right now 14-0. They also lost to Grand Island and Lockport. They are going to on tomorrow they will be playing Niagara Falls. Then on Tuesdays they will have NFL, so the NFL Championship, Niagara Frontier League Champions. They'll be at the Willowbrook Golf Course. They will bring their top six golfers there, and they face every team in the Niagara Frontier League. That'll include East West, Wheatfield, Lockport, Grand Island, Loopport, North Tonawanda. Their top six golfers are Ben Shotwell, Trevor Prey, the senior, Ben Zanowski, Chase Ford, Brian Herdman, and Ryan Hahn. That's an update from Kenmore East Golf. Boys soccer. Boys soccer right now. In the Class AA, it's Lancaster sitting on top with an 8-1-1 record. Williamsville North and Clarence are not too far behind them. Will North is not too far behind them with a 7-1-1 record, and Clarence with a 7-2-1 record. In the A1 division, that is Class A, but they split it in half. So the first half of the Class A, Grand Island, one of the best teams, West soccer teams in the state, in fact, is 12-0 overall this season. Hamburg is far behind them at number two slot at 8-2. Will South, 7-4. McKinley, 6-2. Those are the top four from the A1. Two, the second half of Class A, Star Point is on top of that with a 10-0 record. Iroquois is at second at 7-4. Amherst is 6-3. Kenmore East is 6-5. They were on a five-game winning streak here. They were on a five-game winning streak, but they lost to Grand Island, Niagara Wheatfield, and Lockport in their last three games. They hope to be getting on the right track tomorrow, as they will be heading to North Tonawanda tomorrow night for a 7 o'clock game. And then their other two games left, they will head to Lewiston Porter to take on the Lancers, and then the East-West game will be on Thursday. It'll be a week from now on Thursday over at Kenny Field. Class B, one. That class has been in half. Purgar, the Buffalo school, is 9-0 in their season. Not too far behind is Newfane at 9-0-1. East Aurora has a good record with 8-2. Olean has a record of 6-0-3. In the B2, International Prep out of Buffalo is 9-1. Lackawanna is 9-0 in their season, the number two. Southwestern is 6-1-2 on their season. And Akron takes the number four slot, 6-3 on the season. Again, this can be found at sectionalsports.com. You can actually go to the Section 6 page, look under Fall Sports. You'll find boys soccer, and there is a page, and you'll receive a link to a page that is dedicated to Western New York, or to at least Section 6 soccer, and you can find all these standings here and find stats on your favorite school. Class C, Tapestry, has a 3-0 record. They just played three games. So they have the top spot. Westfield Brockton is 9-0 on their season. Olmsted takes the number 3 spot, 5-2. Allegheny Limestone, 6-1 in their season. That's the top four to Class C. And then Class D, there are only 4 schools. Ellicottville, they do well in football. They also do well in boys soccer. They're 7-0-1 on the season. Pine Valley takes the second slot at 4-4. North Collins not too far behind them at 3-5 on the season. And Franklinville. So Ellicottville and Franklinville are split in soccer. Ellicottville is the top of the division, and Franklinville is at the bottom at 0-6-1. So obviously boys soccer, we're starting to get to playoff time. We're starting to get to playoff time. Next Saturday they will have a seeding meet. The powers that be in the section will have a seeding meeting, and we will figure out the playoff structure. We'll find the playoff spots and playoff structure for all of those teams and all those classes. We'll go to check out girls soccer next. Girls soccer right now. The Niagara Frontier League Grand Island takes the top slot, just like their boys team. Their boys team with Niagara Wheatfield behind them. Right now, the only loss that the Vikings ladies have in soccer is to Aquinas out of Rochester. So their only loss is to the area private school team. Obviously, soccer is doing really well over in over on the island. Ken Maurice has 1 win on the season and a tie to Kenmore West. Their 1 win was the second game against Tonawanda, but they haven't been performing well against their foes in the Niagara Frontier League. Let's see. In the Class AA, out of Buffalo. Let's see. And I don't understand this website, so that's how things are going in girls soccer, at least in the Frontier League. We're going to head to field hockey. Right now, they're starting to get to their end of their season. In Class A, it's Williamsville North, who only has 2 losses on the season. They lead the Class A of field hockey. Their only losses coming to Pioneer, 2-1 in their second game, and a loss to Amherst out of Class B. But right now, they are at the top over there. Kenmore, if you want to know, Kenmore is at the 5th spot. They only have 1 win this season, uncharacteristically for them. IB Pioneer is the one who is on top there. They only have 1 loss this season. That was West Seneca West. Otherwise, they've been winning, and they had a tie against Iroquois. But they're doing well this season, and they're likely to be a top seed in the Class D playoffs. Class C is Akron having the edge over Barker, who does historically well. Barker has 1 loss and a tie this season. They have 7 wins here. They historically always have a great team. Barker does, a great field hockey team, but right now they are number 2 in Class C. And in Class D of the standings, they're none available. So that is the field hockey report for you. We have about 5 minutes left, so we're going to thank our sponsors again. Daniel Beck, Attorney at Law. You can use him for all your estate planning needs. If you're looking to buy a house, you need a lawyer to close it, call him. He's at 3290 Genesee Street, Cheektowaga, New York. He's at 716. You can contact him at 716-253-6500. Again, that's 716-253-6500. And our other sponsor for tonight is the Paul Wolf Agency, 2686 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore, New York. You can find him. Call him at 716-835-WOLF, 716-835-9653, or visit his website at www.paulwolfagency.com. We have a few big games coming up here for week six of the high school football season. We touched on some of these. Orchard Park, Lancaster, that's going to be for the Class A South Division Crown, basically, most likely. Canisius Joe's, that's always a big rivalry game. Fall off the upset of Pat Felcher, he says there's a chance. But right now it looks very slim. Right now, having to go all the way out to West Seneca can do it, but certainly the Marauders team can do it. Class A South, West Seneca East and South Park are going to go at it for that crown. Niagara Falls and Clarence are going to go at it for to try to get to divvy up those second, third, and fourth spots in the Class AA playoffs for the North. Star Point and NT is going to be important in the Class A standings, Class A North standings, and Star Point, if can NT pull off the upset and give Williamsville North the division crown, or is Will North going to have to earn it with points? Westfield, Brooklyn, and Sherman Clymer, Panama. They're going to be going for Class D playoff action. They're right now, Clymer is the sixth seed and Westfield, Brooklyn is the seventh seed. So the loser of that game would have to Randolph in the final, in the first round of the playoffs, and I don't think either team wants to do that, knowing Randolph's history. So that's going to be an important game. 1 minute to go. We are going to have a podcast, as we always do every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. I think we're going to have our creator Frank Wolf take the show back 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, covering the game, the high school football games from on Saturday with live call-ins. I'll be calling in from the Kenmore-Eastville South game. We might have Marshall Hamm out. We'll probably get Melissa Brody from the with her papers. She'll be probably covering out Williamsville teams. We might have Markel Slaughter, Nick Sabato. We might get him on. So join us for that. We'll also be covering, as we have in this show, other sports. Girls volleyball, we hope to be getting some information on that. Boys soccer, girls soccer, field hockey, boys volleyball. So we like to do that. Evan Manna will probably be at the Williamsville South game too. He'll be checking out Williamsville South stuff all week. Pat Veltri, as you mentioned earlier, he's going to be at the Canisius Joe's game, I know for sure. Can't see him missing that. This podcast is brought to you by FromThe300Level.com. I am Francis Beck, writer for FromThe300Level.com. We have stories going on up all week, not just high school sports, but also baseball. We have Matthew Morris with baseball. We also have Bill stuff, Saber stuff. They're kicking off their season tonight, not doing very well right now. Things will change as the third period comes. But, yeah, come to FromThe300Level.com. We also have Monty Perez from New Jersey. He provides great college football and National Football League analysis. Remember, Saturday, 3 o'clock. So Thanks for listening tonight. Again, this is Western New York High School Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Francis Beck, FBEC 300 level, signing off. Thanks for listening. Have a nice weekend.